time to get underway with Radio Friendships. Stay tuned as your hosts, Don and Sandra Tipton, share exciting news about what God is doing throughout the world in this missions-minded radio broadcast.
Great day and welcome to Radio Friendships. This is Jeff Reed representing Don and Sandra Tipton from Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. You know, when the world's philosophies and principles run against our deepest convictions, then maybe battle is our calling. We must, at the risk of dearest peace, lay our convictions bare before our friends and our enemies with all the fire of our faith. Playing possum and rolling over to play dead with the relentless enemy to freedom is a betrayal to all that is sacred in life. It is time to wake up, stand up, and speak out regardless of the cost. Our silence and inactivity only emboldens and enables the powers of darkness and the enemies of the cross. On the sidelines, the best of plans and strategies are drawn and discussed, and they can look rather impressive. But did we really aspire to win and not think we would have to suit up? Does an army engage in battle without leadership and equipment? No, it doesn't, and neither should we. Jesus is, and he has given us everything we need. The option to sit out and remain passive is disintegrating, and the principalities of darkness are aggressively kicking down our doors. To ignore the sounds will not and cannot make them go away. Maybe we've hit the snooze button one too many times, or just maybe it's time to put our boots on. Well, speaking of putting boots on, well, we have a brother in Christ that his boots have taken on the form of skateboard shoes. And I'm talking about Brian Sumner. Brian, welcome to Radio Friendships.
Hey, man, thanks for having me. I'm excited.
You know what? I had a whole bunch of papers, a list of accomplishments and achievements that you've done since becoming a pro skateboarder. I'm just going to toss all those out right now because what's more important to you today is your accomplishments in the kingdom of God. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah, I count it all a loss, but the blood of Jesus, right?
Yeah. Now, Brian was born in 1979 in Liverpool, England, but yep. You soon came to the United States to pursue your skateboarding career, correct?
Yeah, I just grew up playing soccer and doing martial arts, and then once I found skateboarding, the place to be was California, so soon after that, I ended up over here.
Let's talk a little bit about your time in Liverpool, because it wasn't exactly a Christian upbringing, was it?
No, you know, I lived probably five doors down from this big Catholic church. I didn't hear anything about Christ my whole life, other than seeing a cross and that Jesus or Mary or some God somewhere did something for you. One day, England's a very rough place in a way that the national anthem, I guess, you'd say for Merseyside, Liverpool, is that song, You'll Never Walk Alone, the Elvis thing. And it's the soccer song, but at the same time, you have all these people who are coming out of an era of unemployment and working hard on the docks and struggling to get by. So there's this rough deal with it, with your fists, you're in each other's faces. There's a lot of love, but you deal with everything with your fists. So in a way, it's very rugged. It's very rough, but it's kind of covered with this, well, we all love each other really. So that's the reason why it's okay. So definitely not a Christian upbringing. I had no clue about the Bible, the gospel, and agape love, put it that way.
Well, there was a transformation or an incident that happened, and this was actually, we first saw this on the Uprising program. Well, you know what? Let's talk about that right now, because this is an Uprising week. Why don't you first describe the difference between the Uprising that we find at the sanctuary in Huntington Beach and the Uprising, the program?
Well, you know, it's strange, really, because, I mean, the time when I met Christ and became a Christian, I just started going to that church. There was just an atmosphere there where you could understand it was all about worship. It was all about the Lord. People were sold out. People were getting fresh, you know, free out of their addictions and just becoming addicted to Jesus Christ like every believer should. And then for some years between myself and Pastor Christian Osoy and Pastor Jay, there was all these options for us to go and do things like go speak at events or share the gospel. And finally, we watched Steel Roots through Inspiration Network came about with a, you know, let's put some television program together. So we'd been putting down ideas for movies and things you wanted to do. The whole goal was to share ministry, just go speak to the youth and realize, look, the Lord gave us all things were created by him and for him to use for him, for his glory. Mm. How do we bring skateboarding to the masses? And I say that even today with a caution, because too many people bring skating without addressing the gospel fully. And we sat down with the Inspiration Networks and we came to an agreement and said, hey, we want to allow our skateboarding to be used. If you want to make this television show and we want the uprising to just go out and just minister to the youth and whoever else is watching. And really the show is just an extension of what had been taking place in that church. But really, I always look at the first season as it's Act 1-8. So we're to go out and make disciples, we're to be sharing, ministering throughout the world. The show is just an extension of that. And now we're about to do another season. Actually, tomorrow we begin it. So you've got basically 8 episodes of the reality of a bunch of different Christians' lives encountering the world. So it's perfect the way the Lord set it all up.
Oh, amen. And you know what? I want to encourage people to go to steelroots.com. There you will find the Uprising program, the first season. And there you can click on every one of the episodes for the first seasons. And really, I encourage you to go do this. Even if you're an adult, even if you're not into skateboarding, you will be changed by watching this. You will be encouraged. And what you find is a reality show that is a lot more real than any of the reality shows out there. We really have to question if any of those reality shows have any reality to them at all.
Yeah.
This one, I had to go check out for myself. We went to visit you guys at Huntington Beach. What you see in these episodes is who these people are. I mean, this is just what you guys do.
Yeah, it's, you know, with Christ inside of you, you just get radically transformed like that.
Amen.
And especially with being in the skate world and kind of getting everything given to you, you don't strive for those things anymore. So when you do something like a reality show, I know even ABC did a cover on it, and they set it up for why are all these Christians doing reality shows? And they sat down, I believe, with a theologian, and the theologian was like, well, you know, why are we not being creative? Why should we not be doing new things? Why are we copying what the world's done? But you got to realize God created reality shows. It's just the world made use of it earlier.
Yeah.
And the point was that while that guy came out from ABC to interview us, the theologian that was with him, to my knowledge, never went and even shared the gospel with him. Mm-hmm. We're in the guy's segment on TV. He put in there, you know, they even tried to convert us.
I know.
And not that we convert. You know, the Lord does that. The Lord takes the stony heart out and gives them the flesh heart. But the thing with this show is that it's really just skateboarders who have gone through hell and been washed by the blood and are now sanctified by the Lord, going out into the world and doing what the Bible says. And that's what it documents. And it's amazing to me that when people say they're excited about it, yeah, the skating in it, but really, we're just trying to apply what the Bible's told us to do, and that's what people, without realizing it, are being motivated by, and that's ultimately the gospel of Jesus Christ. So,
amen. Yeah. Amen. I'll tell you another thing that really encourages you by watching this program is it shows you that you can go and just be Christians in the truest sense of the form. And, you know, we fear witnessing, especially in the streets or even with family members. There's a big fear there. And what you find by watching you guys do this is that fear is a lie from the enemy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, he didn't give us a spirit of fear. And when you look at Ezekiel's watchman, the Lord talked to Ezekiel and when he sends him to his own people, and he already knows they would reject him. But before he goes and he's rejected, the angels start ministering and calling on the Lord because they're excited for what Ezekiel's going to do. There was a peace about my Christianity and my walk when I realized it's not about me succeeding or failing. Mm-hmm. The Lord goes before me. The Lord's behind me. He knows those who are his. He's the Holy Spirit who moves on his own behalf. But if we don't give voice to that, it's one of those questions like, why should I pray when I know what the Lord has for me?
Yeah.
But you've got to activate it. You've got to walk in it, and you've got to be the example. When you're in the street, you're meant to walk out your Christianity. It's something you activate. Yes, you're Christian, but like James said, faith without works is dead.
Amen.
We've got to be active in our love in the Holy Spirit to people.
Amen.
Amen.
Exactly. That's what excites the world. That's what is attractive when they see Christ in action through people. I mean, they've seen churches in their community, and all they know about that church is there's a lot of cars parked there on Sunday. Well, you know, anytime Christians get together, there should be an effect in the community with people around them. Don't you agree with that?
Yeah, because, I mean, fortunately, like we just talked about, I wasn't raised in the church. And you'll find this with a lot of people. if you come to Christianity as the Lord draws you in a naive way, where I was so naive that I said, I'm going to prove God's not real.
Yeah.
Because I'd never been raised in it. So when I realized he was real, it just blew my mind. I remember crying the night I'd asked the Lord into my life. I remember crying and saying, I can't believe that this is real and people don't know it. And even still, you know, I mean, I don't believe there's a person that goes out and perfectly ministers the gospel every time. But I do believe you can go and perfectly do what you're called to go do. And that's where I think your strength is. He made me, especially who I am, and he made you and whoever's listening exactly who you are.
Yeah.
And we're called to just make use of what he's given us. I mean, everything to the way our face expresses things or the way we speak or our accomplishments or failures in life, the Lord's going to use that.
Yeah.
And the power of our testimony, who is Christ Jesus. So it's the simplest task when you look at it, because if we have true faith, it can't fail.
The
word goes out, it accomplishes its purpose. So they're either going to end up in heaven or hell, but the word is going to accomplish its purpose. That's the gospel, the good news.
Amen. Well, I think that's a great encouragement because, you know, a lot of our listeners have felt a call of God on their life, but they say, man, you know what? I don't have any real abilities. Well, that's another lie from the enemy.
Amen.
Everything that you have been through, like Brian just said, even some of the bad things you've been through, God knew you were going to go through those before he even formed you in the womb, but he still chose to create you. He created you for a purpose, a specific purpose, not only in eternity, but right here, right now. He is more than able to take the experiences and the tragedies that you've been through and use them for an awesome purpose in his kingdom. Now, Brian, if there's somebody listening that feels like they don't really have much to offer, maybe they're not a pastor, maybe they're not somebody famous, what would you say to them that would encourage them to take that first step of faith, that first step of trusting God in their purpose?
What we normally do is we make it so much about us. And when the Bible talks about our reasonable sacrifice, what that literally means is if you've really laid down your life and had a radical transformation through the blood of Jesus, and you say, well, I'm a child of God today, but we're also called to go and preach, to bear witness of what we say we believe, so that as they look at our lifestyle and they see our joy, that they hear the gospel. And not being from this country and knowing that England was almost very opposed to the gospel and hearing how there's been so much apostasy over the years, the thing we've got to realize is that we're called to go, we're called to preach, we're called to be a light. And I think anyone listening that doesn't understand, you've just got to really consider what Christ did. You were saved from hell. And if that isn't worth everything. And the other thing is, we haven't got to be motivated by some emotion. He's our Lord. If we're really his, the doulos, the word in the Greek, we are his bondservants. We're called to go. To be more sensitive to people, I would say, you know, the Lord loves everyone. He died for everyone. And he wants us to share with everyone. And just focusing on Jesus, the more you do that, and don't let the devil get in your mind and say, well, you're no good at this, you're no good at that. Look at every person throughout the Bible, their gifts, their talents, and the lack of. The Lord used all of them.
Yeah.
You've just got to be solid. You need to be reading the Word. You need to be in prayer. And you need to have a real revelation of who Christ is.
Amen. You know, if we really understood what we've been saved for, and that Jesus died for us as we were yet sinners, man, it is a reasonable response. It is a little thing to pick up our own cross and follow him. Brian, what do you think some of the biggest challenges to the church today are?
Well, you're basically dealing with the recession, so people are so afraid of what to do with their money. That's already going to be against them. As people come into the church and you're trying to sow life into the new believers through the gospel, what's going to make them receive it? And the thing that's sad and the thing that I'm actually glad that I'm a skateboarder is because I've watched people try and use all these kind of activities and things to bring people in. But you never actually set the person free by preaching the word, because the word isn't oftentimes preached. So you'll end up trying to motivate a community to live for Christ. But if it's not preached heavily, the truth of the word, and you're not living by example, and what's happened is the church has said, you know, well, they don't really talk about the devil, they don't talk about hell, they don't talk about demons, they don't talk about all these things, and in a way, the things exactly that Jesus came to preach against and set us free from, and we focused on this good life. And let me just make this point that, you know, the Lord does have for us a good life, but what is your interpretation of a good life? Is it that your car is sparkling and clean and well-parked? and your kids are all dressed head to toe, and your wife's got everything she thinks she wants. The Bible says whatever we ask for, if we ask for amiss, that it's for our own personal desires. So you got this whole prosperity gospel. Yeah. You've got all these live good now books, but that isn't the point. Purpose in Christ is a new creation, so it's not meant to be Brian that lives. I'll tell you, it's skating. It gave me so much that today I want to get more stuff out of my life. I don't want to cause anyone to stumble by the things I desire. And if I'm really in Christ, it should be His will in me anyway. So what we've got to be careful for is that we don't preach this message that it's all about Christ giving you the best life now. And I'm not even meaning to say that against Joel Osteen, but, you know, that's the term that gets used, the best life now. And so, yeah, the Lord has the best life for you now, but He had the best life for the apostles too, and they all got martyred.
Yes.
The Bible says that you'll be blessed when you're persecuted. So when people say, I just want to be blessed, they say, well, technically, you could get persecuted. Are you ready for that? The Bible speaks that. The Lord has a walk. Only I could walk. Peter crucified upside down. Look, here's a relevant point that I know people understand. When I was looking for Jesus, if you can even use that term, I don't like using that because He was never lost. But I was saying, well, how do I fix my divorce? And how do I change my life? And how do I do this? So what I was doing was I was beginning with my life and then looking to God. And that's the opposite of the gospel. It's got to begin with God and then go to my life. So when I understood through reading Galatians 5, the verse in Matthew 7:21, that, wow, every time I curse or lust or sin and all these things, even though the Lord never showed up in my life yet, they were the verses that opened me up and said, wow, I am filthy. I am unrighteous. I'm a sinner. And it became not so much, how do I make my relationship better? And how do I get the attention from my wife? And how do I do this in skating? It became, I'm destined for hell, and I need your precious blood to set me free from my wicked ways. And that was the gospel that, to me, made me step out and say, Lord, please come into my life. It's all in you. And that's what we've got to preach in the church.
Amen.
You've got to get that message, especially to unbelievers, and then within the church. Yeah, you preach the things God has for them, but you do that as you're sending them out to go perform His will. And you teach people how to love their wives and love their families, and you do the things. That's your best life now. Having a family that's united together, having a family of witnesses to bear the truth, and will go through persecution. So,
amen. Well, you know, there is the temptation to use fame or a name in a way that can be used for the gospel, but also very easily twisted. So how do you keep balance between these shoe endorsements and your own board and the TV programs and all that, and keeping it simply the gospel?
Well, I'll tell you, if you were to, and I say this without it sounding arrogant, because it wasn't like it's my intention to do this, but this is just the way it's been. If you were to say, where are you in your skate career considering 4 years ago? For the sponsors that I'm not part of at that time, who were big, big sponsors to where I am now, I mean, the two main sponsors I have, Reliant Skateboards and True Soul Armor Clothing, those guys are Christian brands. And it got to a place where I was in church one day, sitting there saying, Lord, what do you want to do with my skating? Because originally, I said, Lord, I'll give you my life. I will remarry this woman. I will give you my skating. I'll do such and such. So I made that statement that I would give him my skating. And from the start, I just said, whatever you want to do with it. What I felt like most skateboarders do when they really give their lives to the Lord and He sets them free, that the Lord says, well, I gave you all this stuff to glorify me. Mm-hmm. So in the skate world, really a lot of the choices I've made that people would look at and say, well, why did you do this? It's so that as they look back over and over and over at my life, and they go, well, he went a bit crazy, or he was all about Jesus, or he was that, it makes them say, well, either Jesus isn't real, or he is. And so the longer I go, and the longer I'm doing this, and obviously as I'm growing in my relationship with the Lord, I'm not looking to skating to provide for me. I'm not looking for the whale to provide for me. He is the King of Kings. So I'm just skating, and I'm riding for these Christian brands. I'm trying to go around the world sharing the gospel. And it's just being focused on Jesus. And I really don't think much further than that, other than I'm a deacon at the church, and I try and get involved in many ministries to sharpen one another and share the gospel so that I'm grounded in the word. I'm accountable to older men who are more mature, who've been there for years and know how to walk their walk. And that's it. Skating is secondary, and it's always going to be. It's going to be, God, what do I need to do? And I get joy from it. But really, when I go to a skate park where I wouldn't sit down, I'd skate for 2 hours straight. Now out there, and I'll look, and I'll wait for the Lord, and then I'll move over to someone and just start sharing something about the gospel. And tricks are tricks, but I mean souls are eternal. So.
Amen. And you know, that's another thing about the uprising. As you watch this program, you realize that you never miss an opportunity. Everybody is an opportunity to share the gospel with, and that is awesome.
Yeah, well, everybody is. I mean, people look all the time. I mean, I believe in divine appointments. I believe there's times when the Lord puts his hand on it and says, there it is. But I also believe that everything you do is a divine appointment. There should be. I mean, every day should be an uprising.
Yeah. And, you know, you have to be almost dead to not realize that there is a spirit of change that is happening.
Yeah.
And if you want to be a part of that, well, you know what? God is separating the waters here. You want to be a part of the clean waters. Man, get so saturated with the Holy Spirit and connected in the Word that you are a difference maker in this world. So that's what you guys are trying to do here. We encourage people to go to steelroots.com and check out The Uprising Season 1. Every episode is there. And get ready for Season 2, which should be starting when, Brian?
Probably the next few months.
Okay, well, we'll keep people updated on that. And one other thing before we go, I do want to say I'm a little upset because my wife listens to more of your podcasts, of your teaching on Saturday nights there at Huntington Beach, than she does this program.
No. Well, hey, as long as she's getting fed, right, as long as it's the Lord, she's not really listening to me, she's listening to the Lord.
Amen.
So.
And if people wanted to hear your sermons on the podcast, they can go to www.sanctuaryhb.com. Now, remember the HB, it stands for Huntington Beach, the sanctuaryhb.com. And look on Saturdays, you'll find the sermons by Brian Sumner.
Yeah, you could also just go to briansumner.net and I'll have sermons.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We really encourage people to check out The Uprising. You know, if you're not involved in skateboarding, you will enjoy this program. It is a great tool. It is a great opportunity to have your vision opened up and be encouraged to put your faith in action. Now, before we go, do you have a scripture of the day for us, Brian?
James 4:17, he who knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it sins. And the reason I always have that verse in my mind, or Matthew 7:21, speaking on the Lord's day, many will come to me and say, Lord, Lord, and I will tell them plainly, depart from me, I never knew you, is because as a believer, looking back on my life, the struggles I went through, and the people that were around when I was talking about suicide or being over my life and not being satisfied and divorce, I sat in a room with people that never shared the gospel. And as I went back years later to share the gospel with them, they told me they were a Christian all along, and it just blew my mind. Mm-hmm. And in a way, I used those verses to say, you know, if I know the good I ought to do and I don't do it, then aren't I sinning? And when I get before the Lord and he says, that day of his faithful servants or not his faithful servants, as I call Lord, Lord, is he going to receive me and say, I knew you in that intimate way, in that close, loving way that I need to know my Savior? And so that should be motivation for anyone's war to say, wow, well, am I really carrying my cross? Am I really crucifying my flesh? And am I really bearing true fruit that remains in Christ Jesus?
Amen. So, thank you, Brian Sumner, for joining us today. And, you know, there's a movement of God going through this world. We did interviews with people delivered out of the sex industry. Now we see skateboarders. We see punk rockers. We see people being risen up right out of the areas they're in because maybe we haven't done our job of aggressively attacking these areas in love. Well, let's be a part of this. Let's get involved. And if we're not in that area, let's at least support those who are doing it.
Amen.
Well, we invite you all back here tomorrow to Radio Friendships, where we love to speak about the great and mighty God and the many wonderful ways throughout the world to serve Him. Have a great day, and God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Friendships broadcast today. Don and Sandra Tipton invite you to join them again next time as we stand in awe of the great God we serve. Friendships is based at Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. For information about Friendships Unlimited, dial 337-433-5022 or go on the internet to friendships.org.